distract. Okay, okay, come on.
Okay. Are you okay?
I'm okay.
How many can you save?
11 species. Blue is the last of her kind.
You'll never capture her.
We thought you might know someone who could help.
A rescue op? What could go wrong?
Hey, Blue.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Lucky Dog Podcast. This is your host, Elias Roush. Today with me is...
Kelly.
Hey! We got her back.
Yay.
How are you, Kelly?
Fantastic.
You've been doing all right?
Doing all right. It's been good. Just got back from the beach.
Oh, nice and tan and crispy.
Yeah.
Extra crispy.
Yes.
Extra crispy sauce. Oh, gosh.
Anyway.
It's good to have you back on the cast.
Damn right it is.
It's only been maybe a week or so, but still. today we saw Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, the second installment in the most recent Jurassic World's movies.
So the first one with Chris Pratt was just Jurassic World, right?
You got it, yeah.
And then this one was Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Right.
Okay.
And they're picking up the pieces from, I believe, the first four Jurassic Worlds.
Okay.
Jurassic Parks, sorry.
Okay. I was about to say, I didn't see the first four Jurassic Worlds.
No, they're called Jurassic Parks.
Yeah.
Once it hit the fifth movie, it went to
Jurassic
World, I believe.
Gotcha.
And then this is the sixth.
I loved that one.
Okay, so, all right. So we do have a basis to go off of. We both saw the first Jurassic World.
Yeah.
You saw Jurassic Park, the first one, right?
I think so. It's been years.
Well, it's kind of praised as like the all-time great, you know.
Can't top that one.
Yeah, it's the Star Wars of dinosaur movies.
Yeah.
It's the first time we've ever seen anything that large a scale.
Gotcha.
Done with such big and practical effects.
Yeah.
And they still hold up good. I mean, if you've seen the movie even recently, Jurassic Park still works on every level, you know. It's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
In many people's eyes. Jurassic World, what would you say? Would you say it's a masterpiece, or would you say Jurassic World is the one with Chris Pratt?
The first one.
Yes.
I wouldn't call it a masterpiece.
Okay.
But I did like it. I think that was a movie that the kids liked, so pretty sure we watched it. Not kidding, 5 times a day for a week, every day for a week.
Oh, really?
Like, it was just in the DVD player, and we just kept hitting play every time we sat on the couch. It's just what we watched. We liked it.
Okay.
I could watch it today. I could have watched it instead of what I watched. I would have been a lot happier.
Oh, do you think you okay? So, we are going to do a spoiler-free section starting out, and then go into a spoiler section. But yeah, I definitely do think this. This is a shift in tone and in theme for the Jurassic World franchise, I guess. I'm trying to differentiate them a little bit more from the park. But I think that the thing about this movie is that it's not repeating the same thing. We're not having to go to a park. We're not having to do all that. We're actually following a different storyline.
Yeah.
So the first movie, Jurassic World, was directed by Colin Trevorrow. This guy, he ended up being kind of a little bit crazy behind the set.
Yeah.
And then he went on to direct a terrible movie called The Book of Henry,
mm-hmm.
Something about a pedophile and a boy, I don't know, becoming friends or something like that. It's like a weird ass movie.
Yeah.
So they were like, this guy's getting removed from the second Jurassic World. So that's why he didn't direct this one.
Gotcha.
But he did write. He was on the on the script with him.
Hmm.
So could you tell a difference in the two movies?
Yeah, I could.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like the first one was as Like, the acting felt kind of cliche, I guess.
The first one did?
No, the second one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't know how to explain it like you do.
Stilted is what I say sometimes when I didn't feel that they were bringing their full emotion.
Yeah. I don't know. It just, the whole thing, the acting felt kind of bad. The writing felt, I didn't like the writing.
In Fallen Kingdom?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love the first one.
Because
It just seemed, the story just kind of went.
Flowed. Like
it just kind of flowed.
Okay.
This one I didn't. Felt very choppy.
Okay.
I guess you could say.
With the pacing and editing a little bit.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely could tell that there's a serious tonal shift in this movie versus the second movie. The Jurassic World versus Fallen Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Jurassic World was much more of like a family-filled ride that you're kind of going along the normal pacing of a movie that you're introduced to a new place and you're kind of like you're searching the new creatures and stuff like that, you know. This was picking up the pieces of that and what had happened at the end of that. It was picking up the pieces from Jurassic World. Fallen Kingdom was bringing, it brings world building, I think, that the first one didn't have necessarily, but in doing that it kind of sacrifices the family dynamics. I was not a big fan of Jurassic World,
the first one.
Yeah, I thought that Chris Pratt's character was written kind of bad, and
I felt for this one. I didn't feel that in the first one.
Okay,
I loved him in the first one.
Really, I felt like he was always kind of talking like he was like, I'm the ranger, and you know you got to listen to the ranger. Plus, I'm a man, and you're a woman, and you know women can't drive, kind of thing. And that's what it felt like the majority of the time. And he felt like he was talking down to Bryce Dallas Howard the majority of the first movie, Jurassic World.
Yeah.
This one, I felt like they were much more on a level playing field.
Yeah.
He wasn't quite talking down to her. I felt as much.
No. Yeah, I didn't think so. Not in this one.
They were on much more of an equal playing field of ideas. Like, no one was really in charge. They were both coming as a team. They were working as a team.
Yeah.
But in saying that, they were both dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
This is such a dumb premise.
Yeah.
Like, everything about it, I don't know what it is about Jurassic Parks ever since the first one, and maybe Jurassic World, but second, third, fourth Jurassic Parks, they didn't work that great, because going back to the park is not a good idea. It's never a good idea. It's dumb.
Yeah,
there's never a good idea except for maybe save the species, which is what this premise is going for.
I don't even see the practicality behind that.
Well, money. Money. Okay. So I just didn't see well, let me rewind before we go too in depth with the stuff and the spoiler stuff. But yeah, essentially this movie does take the pieces of Jurassic World and it runs with it. You know, it says the park failed. There's people on both sides of the spectrum that think that dinosaurs should live, and then some should just go extinct.
Yeah.
And there's fair arguments for both. I thought that the reasoning behind it, like, this movie had really good themes.
Yeah.
Just the thing was, they weren't ever fleshed out to the fullest extent, you know?
Yeah.
Save the dinosaurs, then what? Was it take them to another secure location?
Another island
where there's no tourists?
Safe island.
Yeah, so
The one thing I did agree with, if you're going to save them, is they don't need our existence with where they're at.
Right.
I remember someone saying that. I don't know who.
Okay.
I don't mean to spoil it.
No, you're fine. You're not spoiling it. I think that this is a movie that can be spoiled, and we're kind of teetering way far from it because they don't even touch on it on the spoiler section.
Yeah.
So, like, the themes are so broad stroke, you know, save the dinosaurs. We got to go save Blue. We got to go save. We just got to get the characters back on this stupid island.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I just thought a lot of it was, in this movie, I thought it was just dumb.
Yeah.
They just acted dumb as shit.
Right.
about what they needed to be doing.
Okay, yeah.
Because her whole thing, like when, I don't want to spoil it.
No. You're not spoiling it too much by saying that Bryce Dallas Howard does want to go. She's the one that's kind of being recruiting the team, sort of going along. Yeah. She's the one bringing her cliche.
She's the one coaching everyone to go and like, come help me save like these animals.
Yeah, save the whales, save the animals, save the dinosaurs, that type of shit. Yeah. That type of bullshit. I don't know. Well, no, I don't want to say that. I generally think that, you know, if you believe in saving a certain species, then, you know, then go ahead for it, do whatever. But she didn't have anything of any of that, like, thought out, really.
No.
And she
Was no, like, why.
Yeah, there was definitely not really a why. I mean,
there was no why factor at all.
I mean, and then pulling Chris Pratt's ass back into this was so, like, hey, you looking for me? You know, like...
It was so easy
to get him back in the team.
Yeah.
And he was like, it's a bad idea. Like, smiling, wink, wink, wink. You know we're all going to go there?
Yeah.
Like.
It's like, well, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
But when are we going?
Yeah. I was like, what the hell? I was like, okay, so clearly this is going to be an easy draw just doing it. But, so, let's go through a couple more technical aspects of the movie before we go into spoilers.
Okay.
So, I think the themes, the writing is probably one of the weaker parts. The visual imagery that you see in this movie is, I think, much better than most of the Jurassic Parks.
Yeah, I thought so.
There's scenes that will stick with you.
Like, they will. They will stick with you. But to me, they were also kind of dumb.
I mean, the situation that we're in, if you could just remove yourself from why it's happening, like even going to the island at all, then it's it looks like a really cool image. A really cool dinosaur fights. You can see what's going on majority of the time, I'd say.
It was graphic.
Yeah.
A lot of the whole thing was graphic.
I was thinking that this was much more of a horror-style film than the first one was. I said, the first one was family-themed. I believe the third one was much more horror-themed as well.
Gotcha.
The first one also had some horror elements in it as well.
Yeah.
But this one had, like, jump scares. Like
this one?
Yeah. Like the little girl would like jump around the corner and like the sound would go, ugh!
I had a lot of screaming.
Yeah. And
like high pitched and like at random times I felt like.
Oh yeah. Well, we can go through who the hell was bringing the majority of that bullshit. Just like had that guy screaming nonstop. I think his name was Justice Smith. He was one of the guys that were working with Bryce Dallas Howard. So J.A. Bayona is the director of this, and he is also a horror director. And so I was noticing it as it was happening, just some of the scarier themes. It was, you know, much more dark. It was darker than this I thought was a lot darker than the first one.
There was a lot of killing.
Yeah, I thought the killing and the way it happened majority of the time was kind of brutal. Like, it was like a lot of like face and stabbing and I remember there like being like dinosaurs like scratching their faces and stuff like that, and people getting impaled and ripped apart. And I mean, it's graphic.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that we can talk about from a spoiler-free perspective?
I'm ready for the spoiler section.
Yeah, I know. She's over here about to explode on the spoiler section. Bad guys in this, I thought, weren't the worst I've seen, you know? And they had some decent exposition about, you know, why they were doing the things they were doing.
Yeah. Now, they, I felt like, explained their reasoning.
Okay. The bad guys probably had better reasoning.
I'm doing this for financial purposes.
Yeah. And
no one else had a reason why they were doing the shit they were doing.
Right. There was no reason for Bryce Dallas Howard to be putting her life in jeopardy and this guy to be screaming, why am I on this island? Why am I on this island? It's like, dude, you know why you're on this island.
Did we ever figure out why she chose the two people that she took?
That was her team, I guess. I don't know. Because one was Asian and the other one was African American. You know, it's like they were the cliche.
Had to be real diverse.
The cliche people of color sidekicks. Hmm. You know? But I didn't hate them.
No, I didn't. Well, yeah, they both bothered me. I didn't hate them, but they. Yeah.
They weren't written great, but they weren't the worst thing in the film.
Yeah. I just didn't feel that the first one was just so. That I didn't feel like during the first one while I was watching it, mm-hmm. I didn't feel like every little scenario or thing that happened or what someone said, I didn't feel like all of it was as cliche as this one was. Hmm. I don't know if cliche is the right word, actually.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know how to explain it without spoiling it. Hmm. Just a moment that you would expect to happen only because it would be written like that in a fucking movie.
Predictable?
Yeah.
I didn't think this was too predictable, to be honest. Did you think it was predictable? I mean, I would say I never thought that, you know, a certain character was ever going to die. Like, certain characters were ever going to die. I never felt like they were ever in imminent danger in the way they were acting in certain scenarios. I would be freaking the fuck out, and they were very calm in many of it.
Yeah.
Many times. And they were so casual about getting so close to these dinosaurs that could have just scooped them up and eaten them real quick, you know?
Yeah.
There's a scene, a character, you know, straddles another dinosaur.
Yeah.
And what the fuck? Like, that's... And casually, you know, ride it like a bull. Like,
yeah.
What? don't play me. It's some bullshit. It's some bullshit.
Bulls don't eat humans.
Yeah, I guess, you know, you never know. Yeah, I thought the only thing that was probably the weakest part about the movie was the pacing and the editing.
Yeah.
It was really just way too fucking long.
It was.
I was, like...
I think by the last 30 minutes, I was, like, sitting up with my elbows on my knees.
Oh, we both were, like, holding each other
hands
up.
Hands on my chin.
Like, I, like, fuck? Yeah, we were like, oh my gosh. I'm
tired.
And, even during action scenes, I was like, ugh. Yeah, I was, but that was mostly during the third act. I thought...
High pitched squealing woke you up, though.
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, this guy will not let me go to sleep. Yeah. But I don't want to say I was, like, necessarily bored, but it just felt like I was just ready for it to happen, you know? Because there was some really cool action scenes. There was a lot of cool stuff.
There was. With dinosaurs.
Yeah, every time there was dinosaurs going on, I was like, hell yeah! But then when they would leave, I was like...
When it came time for the humans to just be when part
humans,
of the scene.
Yeah, when humans were just talking to each other, I was like, boo. Trying to keep myself away. I was like, fuck. I honestly would still recommend it. I think I definitely like this movie more than the first one, and I think that's probably differing from you.
Yeah. No, I like the first one better. I could still sit and watch the first one, like, over and over again. I probably won't even buy this when it comes out.
Oh.
Unless the kids ask for it.
Wow. I was a little bit disappointed because I did see the trailer for this. There was so many scenes in the trailers that were just cut into the movie. Like,
yeah.
One specific one, dinosaur and the lion.
Yeah.
It's like, that doesn't have anything to do...
Are we spoiling?
This is in the marketing, so I don't really consider it spoilers.
Okay.
I mean, it sort of could be, but there's things in the marketing that really do look like they were just put into the marketing, that they were like, oh fuck, we gotta put it in the film, you know?
Yeah.
But like, everyone has seen in the marketing the ball rolling scene when they're in the ball and the dinosaurs and everyone's running. That's a fucking crazy scene.
That is crazy.
And there's cool ass shit going on around, you know?
Yeah.
So it's, I would say there's a lot of good things about it too.
Yeah.
I just have more good things to say about this one, I think, than the first one. And because they're going in a different direction than going into a stupid park again. Even though they are going into a stupid park again, but for different reasons, not touristy reasons.
Yeah.
You know, I respect that a little bit.
They're not going in as tourists.
Yeah.
They're going in as like...
They're not going in trying to monetize it, really.
Crime busters this time. That's what they are.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's hop into the spoiler section.
Okay.
We are in the spoiler section. Anyone that has followed us, you will be spoiled on Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. That's a stupid-ass name, first of all. That's a dumb-ass shit.
Fallen Kingdom.
Just shit.
It wasn't a kingdom. It was a fucking park.
Jeff Goldblum's not in this, like, hardly, but maybe one scene stretched out into two different ones. Giving some high exposition of why this movie's stupid.
I feel like what he said at the end would have been good for the beginning. And then what he said at the beginning would have been good for the end. Like, at the beginning, kind of they should have swapped that. That way, at the beginning, he could have been like,
"This is
we're going to have to learn how to live among dinosaurs. Welcome to Jurassic World." Cool. And then start the fucking movie, and then at the end, him be like, "But it's really not a good fucking idea. We should let them die."
Yeah, I guess, right?
I feel like that would have been better.
Oh my gosh. I thought it would have been crazy if just like a dinosaur would have just like came in and like, ah! Like, speared through.
They could have done that. They should have.
Through the courthouse.
One thing I was thinking about, the what are they called? The ones that fly?
Pterodactyls?
I don't know. They can fly.
That might be a Pokemon.
So how come they haven't already flown from that island, the fucked up island?
I know. They talk about that in the first Jurassic Park.
About how if they get out, they can fly.
I mean, there's flying. I'm pretty sure that in the first Jurassic Park, they're looking out the helicopter, and there's, like, pterodactyls beside them. Like, they're going to go eat people. I mean, okay, so like, one thing I do like about this movie, like the world building I said, they talk about like having to do payouts.
Oh, to pay the people who were injured.
Yes, that were injured. They never talk about that, I don't think, in hardly any movie about when, you know, real people are injured.
Yeah.
And just one line that helps so much. I really appreciate
Did it help throughout the movie, like, understand anything, though? Or was it just there?
It just helps me understand that people aren't, like, loads of people aren't getting hurt, and then, like, they're, like, somehow still not getting anything in return, you know? Like, when superheroes are getting thrown through buildings and people are getting collateral damage that's happening to them. Someone needs to be blamed. Yeah. And that company is the one being blamed in this scenario.
Gotcha.
So, I really appreciated that. Tell me some not so hot things about the movie that you didn't like too much. You can compare it to the first one as well. Oh, Bryce Dallas Howard.
In the first one, she just seemed very, I guess, put together.
She seemed like a kind of corporate. Like,
yeah. Yeah,
business.
And this one,
woman.
She seemed like not ditzy at all. But
she reminded me of like a college student who was like for a organization.
Yeah,
and not like a corporate.
I don't know. I can't.
She didn't hold herself like a corporate entity like she did in the first one. This one felt like she was more regular based, white, blue collar.
Yeah. Because I'm trying to think, so the guy, what was his name? The old guy with the stick with the little thing on it.
Okay, yeah.
What was his name?
I'm going to get it. It was Benjamin Lockwood.
Lockwood. Okay, so he was who? Who was he to her?
I believe he was working with the original guy that was in the Jurassic Park.
That made
it? Yeah, that made Jurassic Park. Because that little... That thing, that cane he had, had the mosquito from the first Jurassic Park. And that's the mosquito is how they use the DNA. that was stuck in sap.
Gotcha.
And the DNA is how they created the dinosaurs.
The DNA from a mosquito?
Yeah, a mosquito a billion years ago got blood out of a dinosaur, got stuck in sap.
Gotcha.
They take the sap,
I don't know, make the dinosaur. I missed that.
No, no, that's in the first, that's in the Jurassic Park movie. I know, first one.
Well, it's been a long time since I've seen it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know how she was able to get to the island, save the dinosaurs that she did save. She piggybacked a fucking T-Rex and stuck a needle in it, got blood out of it. But she couldn't save that old guy from being killed. Like, she did, you know, once she understood that that guy had lied to her, why did she not think to go back and make sure that he didn't do anything to that guy, the old guy? She's running around with Chris Pratt.
I felt like the old guy was completely overlooked.
Yeah.
I mean, what's his name? Lockwood.
Yeah.
And I'm still not 100% sure. Did Lockwood create that little girl?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what the guy was saying. He was like, because, okay, the only thing I can put together. Uh-huh. Shut up. The little girl asked him when she was standing in his room. She was like, "Do I look like my mother?"
Oh.
Because I remember I asked you like 50 million questions during this movie.
Yeah.
I don't think you answered any of them.
Yeah, well, I was like,
because I'd be sitting there and I'd be like,
"Why the fuck?
What is this? You know, what is this? Why is this happening?" And start watching again, never get an answer. Come back 20 minutes later, say something, start watching again. But she was like, Do I look like my mother? And he was like, did he say yeah? And I was like, hold on. He doesn't let this little girl look at pictures of her mom?
Yeah, there was a very
He's holding odd, a book. He's holding yeah. a picture book. Like a photo album.
Yeah, a journal or something.
And it looked like a photo album.
Yeah.
And finally, when she gets that thing, she takes a picture out, and it's of the lady who I thought was, like, the maid.
Yeah.
Or the caretaker.
Yeah. Which who we
And thought. Her.
Yeah.
And I was fucking confused. Because so I was like, oh, that's her mom.
I thought it was as well.
But then that guy was like, you don't know what she is, do you? He never had a granddaughter. He wanted his daughter back. So he recreated her.
Yeah.
So that's what he did.
Oh, weird.
She's a little clone.
Yeah. I wonder if she grows.
No.
She doesn't grow?
Oh, I don't know. Shit, I don't know.
I guess the dinosaurs grow, so I guess she does too. Okay, so that was so overlooked, by the way.
Yeah.
The character played by the corporate guy, I keep calling him corporate guy, what's his name? Eli Mills.
Eli.
That was such a one-line, like, Pandora's box of what the fuck did you just say? Yeah. Like, you don't just say that person's been DNA replicated, you know,
like not only are we doing it to dinosaurs,
we're doing it
to make money, we're doing it to humans.
right. I'm like, that's not something you just casually say in the third act and then never address again.
The little girl did kind of bring it up again.
When
she hit the button and let them out.
She's
she was like,
she's like,
what did she say?
They're alive like me.
Yeah, that was a stupid fucking thing. Yeah. I'm like,
oh my god, yeah.
They're animals who kill people.
I was like, you're about to set like upon like the world, the next like.
I don't know how that was like even a hard
decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kill those things, right? Or yeah. Just leave them on the island. Or
now, once you're at the point, they've all...
They weren't on an island by then. They were in
They weren't on an island.
They were in the mansion. Sorry, yeah.
Like, underground, under the mansion.
Yeah, you leave them in the mansion.
They didn't want to because the little fucking gas thing.
Oh,
my God. Little gas leak would have killed them all.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, so do we let them die? Should we let them die?
Done.
By suffocation or whatever the fuck it would have been. Or... do we just set them free among humans?
Oh, and let them eat tons of people.
We don't want them to die.
Yeah,
I would have been killing fuckers. I'd have been shooting.
Oh my gosh.
I would have grabbed a fucking dart gun and been like, if you don't fucking like it, you can go too, bitch.
Oh my gosh.
It ain't nothing but a thing. I will kill all of y'all.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not getting eaten by a dinosaur.
Not today. Not up in here, Jenny. Oh my gosh. But yeah, I thought the reasoning for doing things was kind of ridiculous.
The little girl subplot was very, very odd.
It was. The fact that she was, like, creeping around the house, for one, was just strange. Just made her seem weird as fuck.
Yeah, and she's, bleh.
I know. Like, when Claire
like,
went...
punch her in the...
when Claire went there for the first time to, like, visit that guy and, like, figure out what was going on or whatever, what he needed her to do. And the little girl, like, walks... The little girl's, like, walking up on that little thing.
Right, the little balcony. Yeah.
And then as soon as Claire turned around, she runs off, and it's yeah. like, "What? Why are you running? Like, are you okay? Like, what's wrong?"
Yeah, what is wrong with this little girl?
You have a problem.
Yeah,
I thought that was just another stupid.
It was moment. There was a lot of stupid stuff going on in this movie.
Yeah,
a lot of like, turning around slowly when clearly there's something behind you.
Or like a really long mouth drop.
Yeah, like, oh my god.
Like a good, like, 1 full minute of, like, someone's mouth hanging open from, like, whatever. Yeah. That's the reaction, and it's like, okay.
Justice Will, that one guy. The guy screaming. The screamer. They had that boy screaming way too much.
I feel like it was like that with Claire, too, though. I feel like her facial expression never changed.
Bryce Dallas Howard?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
She was constantly just had this look of like, oh my god.
Yeah, she looks just stale in this or something. Yeah. I don't know. Something. We need
her
somebody.
Acting was stale.
You know, I wish we had the Tomb Raider chick in this instead.
I don't know who that is.
It was the girl that played, she's an Ex Machina, but I don't think you've seen that.
Mm-mm.
But she just played in the most recent Tomb Raider, and I think she could have carried this a lot better.
Really?
Yeah. She's just more action-oriented.
Yeah.
And Bryce Dallas Howard just has strengths in other areas.
Very stiff.
I'd say strengths in other areas, but yeah.
Yeah.
This is not her forte.
She played the, like, corporal, you know?
Yeah, she played corporate really well.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Corporal. She played corporate really good in the first film, and I think this, whatever they're having her doing, this is just not working as well.
No.
And it's not her fault.
What was the beach scene where she throws the sand?
Oh my god.
This is... He lied!
Yeah, he's lying! You lied! You bastard! Yeah, it just sounded like she was half... Sometimes it felt like they took the
when
first take.
When their backs were turned...
They took the first take in some point.
Yeah, when their backs were turned, it didn't sound... It didn't... Like their body gestures didn't make... It didn't seem like they were actually talking. It seemed like they had, like, voiceovers.
They probably did have a voiceover, and they might have even been saying something else. They're like, this doesn't make sense. Get him saying something else.
Yeah.
Anything else that we need to cover? I didn't hate Chris Pratt. I think I said that in the spoiler-free section, but I really didn't hate him in this. I thought that he was written well, and he acted like like other podcasts have said. I think this is him testing out a role as Indiana Jones in the near future.
Yeah.
Like, this just feels so much like a Indiana Jones action type movie, just replace the dinosaurs with artifacts or something like that, you know?
Big-ass boulders.
Yeah, you know, big-ass boulders and whips and whatever he's always using. I think this is what he's doing.
Yeah.
And you can't blame him for it. I mean, I think he does a pretty decent job. There's one scene, you know, when he's, like, been knocked out by a tranquilizer. Dinosaur tranquilizer, and somehow he's up within like a few hours.
The girl got it out of him, and all of it didn't go in him.
Still, dinosaur tranquilizers probably could take down an elephant.
Yeah.
I mean, they should be able to take down an elephant if they're dinosaur tranquilizers.
Yeah, because for one, it's not made just to paralyze them. It's made to like completely...
Yeah.
Not deteriorate, but you know...
Make them immobile.
Weaken... All of the
he was up and out.
Dinosaurs are not like elephants, or even like, because everyone's always like, oh, a horse tranquilizer is really, really heavy or really, you know, potent, and it's like, horses are calm.
Are they?
The majority of the time. Like, horses, why do y'all need so much tranquilizer for a horse?
That's a big motherfucker.
So yeah, I get what you're saying. Because a dinosaur?
Yeah, and he was up in an hour.
You, like...
Yeah.
Make a, like a tree branch moves and they're fucking killing everything.
Yeah.
Like if it's a quiet room and all of a sudden it's like, and then they fucking shit. So yeah, those they do definitely need like heavy fucking tranquilizers.
And okay, so there's another scene when the Bryce Dallas Howard Claire's sidekick, not sidekick, but one of her corporate
doctor.
Was she the doc? She was the doctor. Okay, so she was like, "These are so-and-so type 2 tranquilizers," and she goes up to the corporate and like pulls it out of his jacket. Why the fuck does he not already know that? They're like 2 inches from his fucking neck. He's just like, "What the fuck is it? I'm just gonna wear these like the whole time." And they were so fucking close. I was like, this is so...
He probably does know that. He's just playing that character where he doesn't give a shit. He's the bad guy.
Yeah, I know he's the bad guy, but it's just... And that's Buffalo Bob from Hannibal, the Silence of the Lambs movie.
They may have a lot of Hannibal characters. Oh, no, that was Westworld, you said. Yeah. Was another... Never mind.
Yeah.
We can't cut it off right here just because pizza's here. We have a lot of shit to talk about.
we have covered a lot of it. Like, I thought that...
I like Blue. Blue's obviously, like, my favorite dinosaur. Because I feel like she's such a badass. But...
I'm so tired of Blue, honestly.
Really?
I was ready for the...
I'm not.
I just like the T-Rex with the tiny arms. Oh my god!
Sitting in that cage, like, get the fuck off me!
Like, I just want to
sitting on its back.
Yeah, that thing could have just like lifted its neck and like crushed her right then and there in between the box.
No. She's like, I can slip through the bars.
Oh yeah, fucking so stupid, so stupid. What? Oh my gosh, it was so stupid. We need to go get blood from the T-Rex, the big one. The big motherfucker.
She can only have blood from similar animals, meaning it can only have 3 claws.
Yeah.
There's only one other one in this whole boat.
It's so stupid. It's
like, what?
Did you notice
there's when... little mini ones running around.
Yeah. Get a couple of those mini ones and shove up there or something like that. Yeah. I don't know. But did you notice when they did the clearing into the ship, when she drove into the ship off the island?
Yeah.
That they all just hopped out of the car and were like looking at that dinosaur that was, you know, burning or whatever, the big tall one.
They were still in the truck.
I swear.
Chris Pratt, that kid, and her were still in the truck. They had just turned around.
Okay, so, well, how did nobody see them? There was tons of people all there.
They didn't want that dinosaur. They didn't need that one. They already had one.
I'm saying that everyone knows that the army guys know they betrayed the scientists. And
no, they don't.
I
don't think anyone knows that they're there.
I would assume so, because I just assume they all knew.
Oh, they according to the movie, when they did that, it was just like, everyone was just like, oh, this must just be a truck that just... got left behind. They made it though. Good.
What? It was like, it was.
That's what it seemed like to me.
I think I distinctly remember Claire stepping out of the truck with the hat on.
Yeah.
And
she did.
Someone would notice that. Someone noticed that she is not an army general or something like that. That has been trained. It's like, let me see. There's like 300 dudes on this boat and one redhead.
Yeah, because remember that it.
I don't know what the hell you're saying with your mouth.
Sorry.
No. You're fine. Go ahead.
They didn't recognize the kid. Remember? The kid jumped out and they're like, hey, kid.
It was stupid. How would they not recognize him?
They didn't know who those people were.
I didn't understand. They.
The army people only knew why they were there. They didn't know who.
Yeah, but
they
were not. They were clearly not dressed in the right attire, nor acting like it. And he was like 10 years. Both of
the doctor.
What? And I just think that the people were just like way too cavalier about having these random scientists.
The doctor wasn't dressed to impress either, but she was in there doing what she was supposed to do to that dinosaur.
I'm saying they all stuck out like sore thumbs.
They did.
And it was impossible not to have the corporate already on his ass as soon as they had jumped the thing into the boat. I thought everyone was going to be surrounding the boat. I mean,
the truck.
The truck, yeah. And I was like, all right, well, that fucked up.
Yeah.
But, damn fucked up there, Jane. yeah. I just thought that, there was a lot of good things and a lot of dumb things.
Yeah.
But nothing that pissed me off. Like the first one. I thought that some of the things that Chris Pratt said in the first one were a little sexist.
There was a moment that pissed me off, but it was because someone was being stupid.
Yeah. Was it Justice? Was it the
kid was aggravating the whole time.
I didn't think these kids were nearly as bad as the first kids in the first movie. I thought those kids in the first movie, I wanted to wring their neck. I was like, these guys are so annoying. I was like, I couldn't wait for a dinosaur to just gobble them up.
Because there were two kids who were tourists. Like, they were there to see.
I know. They're like, ooh, they didn't.
Exactly. That's all they needed to do.
I was like, God, these kids are so boring.
They weren't there to do anything else. That little girl, however, has been raised around all these little fake dinosaurs in her house. No reason why she should be scared.
I thought she was 10 times better than both those kids. At least more interesting in almost every other way. Those kids were, like, way fucking annoying.
Yeah. I don't know.
Or the little boy was, at least to me. You might have to rewatch it.
I loved the first movie. Compared to this one, I loved the first one.
Loved the first, liked the second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, second one was okay.
Okay, there you go. yeah, I did, like I said.
No, the action was better.
I thought the action was,
I thought it stuck out more.
Yeah, there was I thought it was different.
I feel like in the first one, there was more, like, terrorizing? Kind of like a terrorizing the town kind of thing.
Okay, yeah.
Like tearing up the park?
Tearing up, yeah. It's a lot of tearing up the park.
So, I didn't feel that. Obviously, they're not on the park in this one, but...
I felt like the first one...
It was more action.
I felt like the first one, they were, like, always making a big spectacle about one person getting killed. Mm-hmm. Or something like that. They would... dinosaurs would terrorize 100 people, but then one person would get killed.
Yeah.
This one, like, I think, like, a lot, like, racked up a big body count.
Yeah.
And it's going to rack up a bigger one after it.
There's going to be a lot of people dying.
Oh, my gosh. So ridiculous. All on that girl's watch.
Yeah.
Such a dumb shit thing to do.
Is there going
to
be another one?
I guarantee you there will. The first movie made a bajillion dollars, and it's, like, the number fifth highest grossing movie ever.
Yeah.
So that's why this one came, and so this one's gonna make a lot of money, but not as much as the first one, I believe.
Gotcha.
The first one did really well because World did really well because of the fact that we had such brand new technology, and every, you know, people want to see monsters, you know, of dinosaurs fighting.
You know, I've never understood that whole premise.
Like monster, just big, scale.
People I think attracted to, like, big, scary monsters.
I think it's scale.
I don't want to go to one of those things.
Well, I mean, like, the Meg that's coming out. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to see that strictly because we never get to see giant sharks on television, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we do, like, for Shark Week or something like that, but we don't see them made generally that often. And so I think, I don't know, something about the scale of these big creatures and big monsters. And
my thing is, you know, they're gonna kill people, so.
Well, yeah, that's why we go. I mean, it's kind of like a thrill ride, you know, like the thing with dinosaurs is that it feels safe, I think, but it also
feels safe. Why would you feel safe with dinosaurs?
I'm talking about what the reason people are more fascinated with, like, Jurassic Park than, like, maybe a real monster movie.
Mm-hmm.
Is because these are actual creatures. They're based off of actual creatures that lived on our land, yeah. You know? And it's us coming in contact with former life.
Gotcha.
And I think that is something that, you know, has a little bit more merit than, like...
Okay, yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. I just know that, like, for any reason, ever...
If that ever were to happen.
If it happened in my lifetime.
Yeah.
I'd be like, fuck all y'all.
Yeah. I ain't going. Done.
We're not going.
No.
If y'all go, I'm not going.
I seen it. I seen it happen.
Yeah.
Five movies.
It's like y'all trying to get me on a boat after watching the Titanic.
Oh my gosh, no. Yeah. Yeah.
No. I know what boats are.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You unsinkable ship my ass. Yeah. Oh my goodness. So, is there anything else that we need to add? I know that
Blue was fucking awesome and she kicked that guy's ass.
Yeah, so there's some there for many things that they do you know, differently, they also do a lot of the same stuff again.
Yeah.
They always do the freaking two dinosaurs are fighting each other, like, oh, who's gonna win? Who's gonna win? And then all of a sudden a giant foot comes out of nowhere, crushes one of their necks, and then it eats the other one. You know, it's like it always happens. It always happens. Corporate bad guy villains seems to be pretty standard in these. I don't know. I always feel like I know what's going to happen, but I did want to see this guy get his comeuppance really bad. The army guy.
Mills?
Army guy. Mills, yes.
The army guy that was stealing all their teeth?
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to see.
No, fuck him. He was ripping their teeth out.
That's what I said. I wanted to see him get his comeuppance. Oh. Like, I wanted to see something bad happen to him, and that's, I mean, we pretty much did. I mean, the bad guys got really fucked up.
Stupid.
Got really fucked. Yeah, that guy.
The way he died, though. Like, they could have had him do something a little bit more, like.
He was so stupid. He's like, I need these teeth for later. Make my necklace. It's like, what the fuck? What the fuck? You have a dinosaur, and you're making a shark's tooth style necklace or something. I don't know, like dinosaur,
like a shell necklace.
Yeah, like a shell necklace. What the fuck? It's so stupid. Yeah, I don't know. I really hope we get a better script writer, and I was thinking that actually when I was watching it, I wish that we had a comedy writer.
I think a
Jurassic World that had some self-awareness to it would do really well, like almost like a Lord and Miller style 21 Jump Street like writing to it, you know, how
where
they,
when someone's like, we gotta get there and save these animals, so someone could be like, what the fuck.
Yeah, we need somebody to say like, fuck no.
Yeah.
You know, we need somebody to lay the law and really say some things that would be said. Like, this has to be, this is kind of being held back by being just by being a PG-13 movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is, why is it a PG-13 movie, but yet when Claire,
cum joke.
Yeah, wait, there's a cum joke, and then there's Bryce Dallas Howard saying, what the, like, something explodes.
Yeah.
Or like, I think she was going to say shit, and they,
yeah,
and they cut off that. I was like, this is a PG-13 movie. You can say that. There was worse, way worse things that are said, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so ridiculous that they have to, you can see somebody literally getting cut apart, stabbed, you know.
Saw one guy's arm get torn off.
Torn off, like, but you can't say shit. Or yeah. Fuck or damn. Like, what the hell are we living in right now?
Yeah.
What kind of timeline is this? I don't know. But it's just stupid. That's stupid. They need to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. I appreciate everyone listening all around the world. Lucky Dog Podcast. Check us out on Twitter, Lucky Dog Podcast. Email us at TheLuckyDogPodcast if you want to be featured on the podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, we are on YouTube, SoundCloud, and all the good popular podcast apps. Anything else? Would you recommend it? Would you recommend it? I mean, we already spoiled the tits out of it, so... I mean...
Wait until it comes
out. You said
out.
Loved it, not... You
liked
said
it,
liked
not
it, not liked it, not loved it.
I wouldn't tell anyone to go watch it.
Oh, really? Shit. Mm-mm. Damn. God dang. I think
not in theaters.
I think I would.
Really?
I think so, because like,
wait until it's in the red box, man.
It's definitely probably more on the rental matinee side, you know. It's not like a full price, holy shit, you got to see this.
Yeah.
But there was enough imagery and enough juice, enough new information and enough new plot and world building that really grasped me in a different way than the first one did.
Yeah.
The first one, I don't think I would have recommended it like that, because it was exciting seeing all the new, you know, technology making these dinosaurs, but This one I felt like steered in a new direction and had some really cool imagery, and it also was a little scary. I could definitely tell that there was a little bit more horror in, imagery in this than the first one.
Yeah.
And so
I think the first one was better.
I think that it needs to have a little sprinkle of a little bit of comedy, a self-aware awareness.
Yeah.
Nice. So thank you everyone. And thank you.
Genetic power has now been unleashed.
Please.
You can't put it back in the box.
Blue.
If I don't make it back, remember you're the one who made me come here.
I'll be all right.
These creatures were here before us. And if we're not careful, they're gonna be here after. Welcome to Jurassic World.